ITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Why? Because it'll surely come. In teaching the values of the kingdom of God, Jesus once explained that in our text this morning, we are what we eat. In other words, what our spiritual hunger for, what our spirit most desire for, we will ultimately change for. Yeah. Jesus knew that if we hunger and thirst for wrong things, it would lead us astray. But he said in his word, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall what? Be filled. Filled with his word, filled with his spirit, his guidance and his direction for our lives. The great king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had hungered too much for praise. And in the New Testament, Jesus told the story of the rich fool who had hungered too much for pleasure. Because they hungered for the wrong things, they rejected good things and forfeited what God had for their lives. Think about it. God has a purpose for your life. He didn't just create you and bring you here just to suck up oxygen. Each and every one of us are designed with a purpose in mind. And if you don't know God's purpose, the quickest way to find out is to seek him. There's a difference in looking to him and to seek him. Seek him is going after him until you find him. You don't give up, but when you look for something and can't find it, you get frustrated sometimes and you quit. This is even true in our lives today. We can hunger and desire after the wrong things. And it is also true that we can hunger and thirst after right things. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. I want us to consider this morning, while we look at this text this morning, we see that Jeremiah is speaking this morning the heart of God. The two nations, Judah and Israel, had walked away from God. God had blessed them. You can go back and read it in this third chapter. He had blessed them tremendously, and it's something about us. When God blesses us, we kind of like walk away. But he was giving them the invitation and the opportunity to return. Not only did he give them the invitation and the opportunity to return, he said, this time I'm going to give you something else with that. I'm going to give you a pastor. I'm going to give you pastors that will feed you with wisdom and knowledge. Give you wisdom and insight as to how to walk this thing out. See, it's oftentimes we're giving instructions, but we don't understand the instructions. But now God is giving us pastors that will share these instructions and break them down so we can understand it. I heard somebody say one day when I told them something, they said, well, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I said, trust God. You know what he said? And it made me think. Everybody don't understand what we say sometimes. He said, well, how do you trust God? You see what I'm saying? We give people instructions, but we don't understand if they know what we're sharing, because everybody is not on the level in which we are. So he said, what do you mean to trust God? I said, just give him the issue and don't try to figure out how he's going to do it. Just know that he is. See, our job is not to figure it out. Our job is just to trust him. And see, a lot of times we try to do the things in life what belongs to God. It's not our job. I've been there. It's not on just you. It's on me too. God will give me instructions and I'll sit there and try to figure out how is it going to happen. And he says, son, that's my job. Your job is just to trust me. And I want us to consider this morning, the spiritual hunger and thirst for God's righteousness is the most important desire that you could have for your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a what comes out of the mouth first is created within the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what's in your heart this morning is determined that's what's been on your menu. God is saying this morning, it's time to change your diet. It's time to stop eating fast food and eat something that will sustain you. I don't know about these young people, but when I grew up, we didn't eat cold cereal. Mom cooked oatmeal and cream of wheat and grits. And she said, I said, Mama, why we got to eat that? You know what she said? Something that'll stick to your ribs. And you know something? I wasn't hungry until lunchtime. But if I ate a donut and drank the glass of juice, I was hungry about 30 minutes before I even got to lunch. You are what you eat. So what's been on your menu? And see, I was reading the other day. I had to refresh some things. And God was sharing with me the other day. He said, go back and read Leviticus 23. Those were the instructions that I gave on how to live a healthy life. And I went back and I began to go over some of those things. God, do you know God had a plan for us never to die, never to grow old, never to have pains and aches and all of these things? And a lot of that is based on our diet. My sister took a step. I hadn't got that far yet, but my sister took a step and started just plant-based diet. And the majority of her illnesses and aches and pains started to subside. Plant-based, out of the earth. See, it's so much they inject in our foods today that we don't know anything about. See, they inject it in your meat so it can be on the meat counter and look real pink and pretty. But so it can stay there a long time until it sells. They inject it in our chickens and turkeys and everything so they can grow up faster and be bigger in a less amount of time. And then you ingest those chemicals and then you wonder why your hand starts to shake. Chemicals that God has placed, not God, man has placed in our diets. And so God told me to go back and review some of those things because I started on the path, but I veered off. And I've noticed that some of the symptoms that I'm having now, I didn't have back then when I was following a stricter diet and a stricter intake. I'm helping somebody this morning. As we look at chapter 3 again, I told you Judah had seen her sister nation Israel divorced from God and sent into captivity. But God was offering them a way to come back. And the Lord offers to forgive the tribes if they would only just ask for forgiveness. If I could just only say, I'm sorry. Can you imagine? That's all he wanted to hear. He don't want a long story. He don't want to know why you did what you did. Just tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, for I have sinned and come short of your glory. And you know what? Right then, he brings you back in. He restores you back to your original state. Not only is God providing us this morning with an opportunity to return, he's providing us with the support that we need to assist us in our diet change. What do you mean, Pastor? He's offering support to assist us in the diet change. He said, I will give you pastors that will feed you, that will teach you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, so I can walk this thing out accurately. You know what I found out? I've always been very inquisitive about wanting to know something. You know, if you tell me something, I'll take it, but I've got to go research it to actually find out. And so I was researching something about why the Bible was written in Aramaic and Hebrew. And what I found out was so astounding. I saw that Hebrew, if spoken accurately and correctly, it creates life. It's the only spoken language that creates life. And I said, wow. Then he said, let me show you. I said, what do you mean? He said, go back to the beginning, Genesis 1. And I went back to Genesis 1 and I began to read. And it said, when God looked over the face of the earth, it was dark and it was void. And he said, let there be light. And I looked through those passages, and every few verses he said, and he said, and he said, and he said, and he said, until he got down to the last verse. And it said, and he saw. What he literally was doing was speaking things into existence. The same power that he has given us. What comes out of your mouth can either bless you or destroy you. What are you allowing to come out? Think about it. When we say things, people will say, how are you feeling today? Oh, I'm sick. Then you wonder why you're sick. The Bible said, you shall have whatsoever you say. Think about what you're saying. I shared this the other day. I stopped saying that I was broke. You know what I say? I'm in between blessings. See, you've got to do something for that enemy, because that enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He'll make you feel like you're not even worthy to receive anything from God. Yes, he comes to attack us. He always attacks us when we're doing good. That's what that young man told me on the phone. He said, I can't understand it. It seems like I was just about to get on my feet, and now things are falling apart.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.